3,000 gallons of diesel fuel have spilled on Bethel's Utlitarnovik campus, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta's Adult Workforce Development Center. A contractor is working to mop up the fuel before it sinks deeper into the tundra or reaches a waterway. 7 responders are on site. They're laying absorbent pads and pumping fuel into containers. Each works with Alaska Shadow Corporation. It's the company Utlitarnovik immediately called when they discovered the spill.
Right now we're just in an active recovery phase, trying to clean up as much as we can, as much as we can see.
Matt Melton is Alaska Shadow's general manager. The responders arrived only hours after the spill was discovered Tuesday morning and have been working on the site since. Utlitarnovik says the spill was the result of a human error. That error was that no one turned off the pump as it was moving fuel from one tank to another. A power outage in December had fried the circuit board that would have automatically shut off the flow, so workers were manually transferring the fuel and left the pump running. Lisa Krebs-Barris with the State Department of Environmental Conservation says the land is helping to contain the spill.
The spill happened in a natural depression, and so just the area is kind of helping keeping it from spreading.
Also, it's winter.
The fact that the ground is frozen is really beneficial in this circumstance.
Krebs-Barris says some fuel will evaporate, and at least 400 gallons of water and diesel have been pumped from the site. How much fuel is recovered overall will be calculated later. For now, responders are continuing their cleanup, and an incinerator is arriving to safely destroy the absorbent fuel pads and response protective gear. The state sees less than a dozen of these size spills a year. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.